This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. How are you, my friends? Whether you're listening on 550 KFYR, KFYR, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Or maybe you're listening on KLTC, right there in the western edge, Dickinson, North Dakota, 1460 on your radio dial. You could be listening on AM 1100, The Flag. 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Or KTGO 1090 Radio, Tioga, North Dakota. Where right now, as we speak, it is 28 degrees below zero in Tioga. Right there at the tower. Legendary KTGO. How about that? I'm looking at a wind chill chart that Todd has shared with me. And this is western and central North Dakota. Do we have eastern North Dakota? I'm curious who has the lowest wind chill. At this moment in the entire state, the lowest wind chill, Todd. Can you tell me that? We're putting Todd on the job. He's going to find that out for us. What's on your mind this hour? Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us. He has got a big week. He'll be in Washington, D.C., the United States Capitol, for a ceremony swearing him in as a United States Senator. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining Senator John Hovind from North Dakota, two Republicans in the United States Senate from North Dakota. That hasn't happened for a long time. Momentous day. Kelly Armstrong will be Congressman Kevin Cramer. Excuse me, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, filling Kevin Cramer's seat after Thursday. And, by the way, he'll be a guest of Ron Ness on Wednesday on the program, and also me on Friday. So Ron will chat with him before he is officially Congressman Kelly Armstrong, and we'll get him right after. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to be at the ceremony for both Kevin Cramer and Kelly Armstrong. Looking forward to that. Chris Berg is going to be there as well. You can watch him on Point of View on West Dakota Fox or KX4. And follow the festivities there as well. But Chris and I will both be out there. And I think I forget what night I'm doing the show with Chris from Washington, D.C., so watch for that as well. We'll have a grand old time for sure. All right, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Any luck, Todd, on finding
Grand Forks 49 below.
Oh, my gosh!
Keep it up there, folks.
Stop!
I know.
Stop!
It's not even January yet.
So that is, so it's Grand Forks at 49 below, then Rolla at 46 below?
Yep.
What else on the east? Any 40s?
44 below at Devil's Lake. Fargo's at 33 below, so it's kind of warm there.
Yeah, warm. Yep.
Cavalier, 43 below. Grafton, 42 below.
Okay, Belcourt's 41. Dunseith, 40. Carrington, 38 below. Medina, 38 below. Rugby, 38 below. It is so warm in Watford City right now. They've got the barbecue grills out. They are roasting weenies and doing s'mores in Watford. 16 below is all. The hot spot. So
the hot spot.
Because we feel your pain, I have a free MyPillow for the next caller from Grand Forks. All right? So if you're in Grand Forks where it's 49 below right now, you call us up at 701-258-0550 or toll-free at 800-228-0550. You phone us up, and you'll be a lucky winner today on the program. A free MyPillow for the next caller from Grand Forks in celebration of the fact that it's 49 degrees below zero there right now. This, by the way, is why it is so very important for you to listen to our weather reports when we talk about wind chill advisories, when we talk about no travel advisories, because that kind of cold isn't just a nuisance. It's deadly. It's not something you mess around with. Captain Ewan said that well last hour. Say wind chill. Am I not saying wind chill, Todd? A texter just said to me, say wind chill. Now I'm paranoid. Maybe I've dropped the D in a lazy
kind of way. Oh, you had it right, but maybe chill. Not.
Maybe they just heard W-I-N, but they didn't hear my D. I wasn't enunciating well enough on the wind chill.
Chill.
Right, exactly. So I'll try and get that better while we're waiting for Congressman Kramer here. All right, Jim in Grand Forks. Hello.
Yeah.
John, what's on your mind?
I just figured I'd call you and tell you how beautiful it is over in Grand Forks, North Dakota this morning.
So you're saying 49 below is no big deal, piece of cake?
Well, it definitely takes the edge off the mosquitoes. Only the hardy ones are left.
Kind of keeps the riffraff out, you're saying, huh, Jim?
Yep. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It's kind of hard to spray that off when it's 49 below, so it's a good thing it kind of takes care of them for you.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it warm, yeah.
No kidding. Well, we have a free MyPillow for you to lessen the pain. Okay, it's our way of walking in solidarity with the good folks of Grand Forks today, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. You hang on a second. We're going to get your information, Jim, and we will have that pillow for you at our fine studios on Thunder Road right here in Fargo, North Dakota, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it very much. Yes, 49 degrees below zero, wind chill.
And that's the new chart, not the old chart. Remember the old chart? It went down to like 90 or 100 below or something like that.
Yeah, and this texture is clarified. They want me to say it's 49 below wind chill so that people don't think that's the temperature. And I get it. Some people think wind chill is sort of a, kind of a fake term, you know, because it's the temperature with the wind.
So now we have fake weather. We have fake news, and we got fake weather now.
We do, yep. We have fake weather, too. Yep.
That's good.
Yeah, yep. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Text from... It's like exit 2B. They're pulled off to the side of the road, which would be I-94 in Moorhead. Exit 2B, the southeast of Main Avenue there. Three vehicles in the road. I-94 and Highway 336, east of Moorhead. Three. Yeah. Not good.
This is the kind of weather when you get that Texas native friend.
Yeah.
You tell them about. They want to know how you even survive. How do you do it? What do you? Is there like special clothes?
Yeah, I know. They act like you're on the moon. Hey, you know. How do you breathe? Yeah.
True story time. My wife loves to tell the story when she was working at the airport, and somebody came up and asked what the minus sign in front of the temperature meant.
Oh, you'll see.
Somebody from Arkansas. Well, we get kind of a negative attitude when we start seeing that. That's what that means. God.
Let's see here. What else we got? Let's be fair. That's just a wind chill. Grand Forks air temp is 17 below. Oh, yeah, it's much better. It's only 17 below, Todd. You didn't tell me the chart there that...
And somewhere in North Dakota, somebody's walking into a big box store in shorts and flip-flops anyway.
Yeah. We know. But the wind chill is a thing, and we're just feeling the pain of our friends. I think this is my pillow envy is what it is. What's going on here from folks that... wind chill envy. Yeah. My friend Doug Hilly... St. Anthony says the fly tags are 100% effective on cows today. How about that? Wait, some real efficiency. I mean, that's an advertisement for whatever fly tags you're using. Look at how well they're working. Look, there's no flies around the cows, Todd. You get
if
it?
Your favorite burger place says they never serve frozen beef, where are they getting their beef from? All beef is frozen if it's outside today.
There you go. Any murder is bad, but here, the right goes again by claiming the sky is falling because of the illegal immigrant killing the police officer when there are 17,000 murders each year in the United States. 17,000 murders are a problem, and they've been here for a long time. But if we have illegal immigrants coming into this country, by the way, the individual that was arrested for the murder of this law enforcement officer was previously arrested two times for drunk driving, and because of sanctuary city laws, was not deported. Do you think that's okay?
Yeah, can we not prevent the murders we can prevent, whatever
exactly.
The reason?
Exactly. It's apples and oranges, and it's disgraceful that people on the left use this as, oh, you know, what's the big deal? Come on. Oh.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota, and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota, and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200 megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Continue on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. And if there's anything we can do better, I always, on New Year's Eve, like to ask the question, hey, feel free to assign a few New Year's resolutions to us. Because we hear this program really exists for you. We're here for you. This is, you know, your program. If you're not happy, we're not happy. So if we can do things differently, better, hey, why don't you try this? I'd love to have that guest on. More conversation about ag, more conversation about oil, more conversation about, you know, the Minnesota Vikings. What do you think? Cousins and Thielen were talking about on the sidelines yesterday? I'd love to have a little microphone there. It was really weird because
great taste, less filling. Great taste, less filling.
That's what it was. They were shouting at each other something fierce. Cousins retreats to the bench and grabs a little electronic device and looks at the route over again, and then comes over and starts sort of giving Thielen, like, you know, kind of directions on. So it's like, you know.
He got asked at the press conference if Adam ran the wrong route or what was going on. This is what he had to say.
Well, you know, we were just, it was just kind of a deal of just trying to be on the same page with the route as to what he was doing. And obviously I'm trying to throw with anticipation and trying to read his body language before he breaks and just talking about, you know, how to make sure that, you know, we're able to come away with the right play there. And
mm-hmm.
Sounds a little more calm than it looked to be on the sideline there. Anyway, this hour of the program brought to you by Gold Wireline. You're looking for a great career? These are great North Dakota folks. They are really a great company to work for. Check them out at goldwireline.com/careers. Even on occasion, they hire candidates with no wireline experience but meet the qualifications, willing to maintain their high standard of performance and customer service at Gold Wireline. So check it out. Williston and Dickinson locations. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Happy New Year, almost. Congressman Cramer, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. Got sorry for the delay in calling in. I've got a really great excuse. I had to get Abel to his haircut appointment here today in Bismarck. So he's in the chair and I'm outside.
Well, heck of a deal. So you're not allowed to, like, you know, hey, a little bit, a little less there, a little more off the back, none of that. It's up to him.
It's best that way. Yeah, it's best if it's up to him.
I love
he
it.
Does
well,
a great job.
It's a big week for you. Does it feel like a big week?
It does. It does feel like a big week. I watched a little NFL football yesterday. I heard you talking about the Viking game. It was disappointing, but not surprising, I guess. But yeah, it feels like a big week. It's interesting, Scott, because it's such a different scenario, I think. You know, on the one hand, there's obviously the celebratory part of it. I've got a lot of family and friends coming out, of course, to Washington for the swearing in. At the same time, 25% or so of the government is shut down. I don't know how many people have noticed, but there's a little bit of that going on that puts a bit of a damper on some of it. And it's a little bit different, but yeah. It feels like a big week. I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like the beginning of a very, what I would consider a very encouraging time in the new chamber in the United States Senate, representing people of North Dakota, which is still overwhelming to me to think about in many ways.
So how is it encouraging knowing that you've got, you know, I guess different than a lot of the last years, but you're in the middle of a government shutdown, right? Something
right.
As basic as saying border security is something we need is a debate. Tell me how you're encouraged. How can you go change that?
Yeah, so that's the point, I think, is that it's while there's this time that seems sort of disappointing, on the other hand, it's a new beginning. New years do that. A new Congress gets to do that. A larger majority for Republicans in the Senate. More support for the Trump agenda of securing the border and national defense and making America safer. All of that's very encouraging to me. But I will even say this, and you know, Scott, you know me, your listeners know me. I'm an eternally optimistic person. I think that the opportunity now with the divided government to get people to the table where, you know, no one side gets the expectation of having their way 100% of the time. Perhaps it's a little more of a realistic table in some respects. I think people are going to be looking to get things done for their constituents. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are a particular problem, but I actually believe Scott wants Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House as opposed to the likely Speaker of the House. You know, sort of like Barack Obama was freer to help Russia than he was, you know, before the election. She'll be freer to make deals, you know, and look for compromise and the art of art of the possible as opposed to a demagoguery. And, you know, hopefully we can get some of that national security and border security done.
Frank has a question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Frank.
Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I'm just going to tell you a little bit about global warming, global cooling, climate change. We're looking on a big old glacier here that all melted one time, so it does change.
And it does, yeah.
Here's a tidbit for Elizabeth Warren. I heard on this morning she's going to try an exploratory run for the presidency.
Yes.
I hope she comes back more than 1/32nd presidential.
More than one.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, come on, you guys, catch
that's
on here.
A while. I'm glad you're in tune, Todd. Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. 1/32nd, just like for Native American percent.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
if anybody's traveling there, check their antifreeze.
Yeah, that's right. Check your antifreeze.
Thanks.
That is a fact.
Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
That was a good one. Took me a little while to catch up to him, but.
Is there a Democrat presidential candidate that concerns you as a formidable opponent to Donald Trump in 2020?
Scott, it's a great question. And as a political observer for a long, long time, I'm just going to say, I'm going to give you two names, Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, in the Democratic primaries of their year. And both of them became president of the United States. I think that we, you know, too often look at these things 2 years in advance or more than a year in advance even, and we look for that superstar, that obvious outstanding person that's got all the gifts and skills and has been positioned. And we sometimes forget that presidential campaigns, let me back it up, campaigns in general are, you know, tend to be equalizers, especially at that level. Governor, senator, presidents, they tend to be equalizers, and that's why you have campaigns. That's why no one can or should take it for granted. I remember, I always think about Scott, I don't know if maybe somebody could pull this up, but I think about when Bill Clinton was the candidate in the primaries and they were having those Democratic primary debates. And I remember Saturday Night Live doing this one skit where they were all debating each other and they were all talking about why they shouldn't be picked to lose to George Bush. Mario Cuomo said, let's face it, I have ties to the mob.
Oh my gosh, that's a classic. Hang on a sec, more coming up with Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. senator is establishing an exploratory committee effective today to consider a 2020 bid for the White House. In an online video, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says,
politicians look the other way while big insurance companies deny patients life-saving coverage, while big banks rip off consumers, and while big oil companies destroy this planet.
Warren's filing with the Federal Election Commission means she can now start raising raising and spending money to benefit a likely candidacy. Warren, the first big-name Democrat to take formal steps for the party's presidential nomination. President Trump tweets about pulling troops out from Syria, saying this morning, quote, if anybody but Donald Trump did what I did in Syria, which was an ISIS-loaded mess when I became president, they would be a national hero. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Is coming up. It is the 46th annual Safety and Health Conference. This is the biggest safety event of the year in North Dakota, bar none. It'll February 20 through 22 at the Bismarck Event Center. 2 days of pre-conference events, February 18th and 19th as well, and 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynoters. There's 88 breakout sessions, amazing hands-on training, using the multi-story custom-built training props in the arena of the event center. No matter what industry you're in, training for everyone. Construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, utilities, healthcare, ag, government, transportation, you name it. If you're in safety, this is the event to be at. Plus, if you're in law enforcement or EMS, you can earn CEUs for attending courses as well. And new in 2019, they have CEU approval for human resource and the safety professional. That's a big deal. Leadership training, they have that too. Check it all out at ndsc.org. Early bird rates end January 25th. Should be great. 27 before the top of the hour. Questions, comments, welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program. Let's go to Ralph in Gladstone, who wants to talk about the wall. Go ahead, Ralph. Ralph, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Ralph, go ahead.
Yeah, I said good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Ralph. I didn't hear you.
The question I have, is there a certain number or a central switchboard that we can call in on to Washington to leave a message for these Democrats to please vote to build that wall?
Well, there is, I believe. I don't know if it's just for Democrats. There's a switchboard number. I don't know it off the top of my head. We could get that before the end of the show. And you can ask for any senator you want. Let me just give you a little tip on a lot of that. At least this is how it works in my office. You know, we get tens of thousands of calls. If they're not from the state if the call's coming from a state other than the one you represent, you have a tendency to not pay close attention to it. For good reason, understandably. But I do think it pays to just overwhelm them so they get the sense that, hey, this is something America wants. And why that's really important, Ralph, as much as anything, is so that the president knows that you have his back. This is why, there was a little confusion early in this debate because the president sort of agreed, he gave the green light to the February 8th continuing resolution after having said he would never do that again. And people felt like he was caving. I personally think he had a strategy in mind, but it doesn't matter. He took a lot of heat from his own base, and of course he retracted and is back on track with wanting the wall funding. But even at that, he's been willing to compromise a little bit with Democrats who are willing to do nothing of the sort. So I think it is important that people call and let their voice be known in every form possible, and you know, in any format possible, any means of communication possible, so that the president and the press see that you're firmly behind the building of the barrier.
I have the number here, Ralph, 202.
Okay, just a minute here. All right, 202.
224.
224.
3121.
3121. We got to have something that's the right kind of sledgehammer to get these guys' attention with.
Yeah. And that's why I'm curious, Kevin. Do you think the calls are the sledgehammer? Here's what I'm sitting here. I'm looking. I my heart has been sick since I saw the photo of this law enforcement officer in California next to his dog. You know, because he was a canine officer, and seeing this, you know, all American. A great story. I mean, he's a legal immigrant. Okay, he aspired to come here. He came here legally, and he wanted to work for the sheriff's office there. He does. He volunteers first, then he gets the job, gets a better job, applies for a promotion, everything. He is murdered by an illegal immigrant gang member who'd been arrested twice previously for drunken driving, and of course not to dealt with as to his immigration status because it was a sanctuary city.
Right.
And I sit here and say, okay, that's happening in the middle of a government shutdown over border security. How is this not becoming a national conversation? How is this not consuming everyone to say, okay, do we want borders? Do we not want borders? Do we want to continue to allow this to happen? Do we not? It seems like we just go, oh, it's another one. Yeah, another cop killing. There we go. Another illegal immigrant hurting, an American citizen. I don't know. Phone calls, are they enough to bust through that?
Yeah, it's a great point, Scott, because if you couldn't ask for a more stark illustration of what's wrong, and both with sanctuary cities and, of course, the border itself. I mean, how about the fact that we have thousands of refugees coming up from Central America in waves, and with hundreds if not thousands of violent criminals among them, including gang members, and you still have Democrats suggesting that we ought to just let them all in. And by the way, at this point, if they get across, they are let in. And we have an outrage about the breaking up of families, a law that requires families to be released into the interior of the country while we have these people charging the border, the gates. And I don't know how it could get any clearer, Scott. I think it is very clear to North Dakotans. I think I'm going to be sworn in as a senator in 2 days, largely over this issue. I don't think there's any question. This is probably the main issue of my campaign that gave me such a strong advantage over the incumbent who supports sanctuary cities and didn't want to build a barrier at the border.
Wow. Yeah, and that means North Dakotans get it. I just wish more of us did. I don't know. I just feel like I had a crazy idea over the weekend and texted a friend of the president's. I didn't want to bug you because you'd have been another friend of the president's I could have texted. But my idea was for him to go to the funeral, and to elevate this issue so it isn't a one-off, one, 2 days we hear about it in the news and then it goes away. Literally to go there and say, this is why I'm fighting, Let's do it for this guy and his family, if nothing else. I mean, seeing his brother, his boss, the sheriff, was just phenomenal in talking about him and talking about the sanctuary cities. He made the case. But, of course, the vast majority of the media, they want open borders, so they're going to ignore it. It doesn't get the attention that it deserves. Ralph, a great point. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Tony in Bismarck next for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 258-0550. If you've got a comment, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I got a simple solution for the wall.
Yes.
Get rid of voter fraud. California used to be a red state until they got all that voter fraud where the dogs can vote, the cats can vote, and the dead people can vote. Let's get rid of that, and then it'll become a Republican state again.
Well, unfortunately, Tony, I'm afraid it's going the other way. I'm afraid that, you've got all of these conditional or what do they call them? Those other ballots now that you set aside and count another day. And what the result in California has been no elections done until the Democrat wins. And, you know, you've got public officials who don't want to get rid of this sort of loose voting and voter fraud, as you call it, because it's in their political best interest. So I think it's a noble goal to get rid of voter fraud. We ought to all be about getting rid of voter fraud. But we also ought to be about building a wall, and we ought to be about having greater say in who comes into our own country. And we ought to have better border security, and we ought to have stronger national security. Those are going to be goals that I work toward along with others when I get into the Senate in a couple of days.
Yeah, in my case here in North Dakota, I didn't even send in for a mail-in ballot, and I got two of them sent to me in the mail, and I didn't even order any.
Wow. Wow.
So I could have voted three times.
Yeah. Well, hopefully somebody would have caught that, but you never know.
Yeah, well, I hope to work on that and get rid of some of that.
I appreciate the call, Tony. Yeah. Thanks very much. Others, welcome on What's on Your Mind. You can also text Todd or me. Todd, it's 226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Matt emails, good morning, Scott, and Happy New Year. Please tell Congressman Cramer we are all proud of him and know he will do a great job helping President Trump keep America great. Thank you for all you're doing, and God bless.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice. I'm gonna do all I can for our country and to support the president's agenda when it's North Dakota's agenda. And near as I can tell, that's most of the time.
How is the president doing in your estimation? I mean, if you watched, most of the national media, you'd say it's at a crisis point, terrible, all these, legal things swirling around him and people used to work for him and, the agenda not going well and people leaving and blah, blah, blah. Is it as bad as they say it is?
I don't think it's bad at all, Scott. I think you see a booming economy, lowest unemployment in 50 years. You see wages going up. You see more job openings than people looking for work. You see America respected again in the world every now and then. Like just this morning, I was watching a little bit of one of the network news shows. I forget which one. And they were talking about how we have no friends in the world anymore. And I'm thinking, what world are you looking at? We have more respect in the world than we've had in a long time. We have China actually agreeing to terms with the United States after rolling over us for 8 years. You have a leader in Brazil now, a new leader in Brazil that's embracing Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's embracing him, and we're working on trade deals that they were taking advantage of us over the years. Now we are starting to impose some equality in these trade deals. So, no, I think things are going quite well. I would like to see, I'd like to see the cabinet get established firmly and get some of these positions filled. Hopefully shortly after the new year, we'll be able to take up some more of the confirmation process for judges, cabinet officials that have been vacant. But we aren't seeing this mass exodus any different from in this president than we have in previous presidents. And it's just a matter of what the national media highlights. But if you were to watch, if you were to believe the national media, the world is coming to an end and the earth is burning up, and I'm sitting here right now, this will take good to where it's 11 below zero. I'm going to get a lot of heat for that one. This is how I make national news, Scott, is when I talk about things like this on your show.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, that's okay. Keep all guessing, right? Exactly.
That's right.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, for a few more days, sworn in officially on... midday, I guess, on Thursday.
As
Senator Kevin Cramer. We'll continue with more of our conversation after this timeout. 16 before the top of the hour on a cold, cold, treacherous winter day.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hank folks, Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff, including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? Last segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer. A bunch of calls that we will get to here momentarily. I need to ask you about the debate over this piece of legislation called Savannah's Law that Senator Heidi Heitkamp and others were pleased to get through the Senate that did not get through the House. Representative Bob Goodlatte there stopped it for some concerns that he had about how it might impact other law enforcement agencies and grants that they get. Seemed like a legitimate concern to me. Senator Heitkamp didn't think enough of a Congressman Goodlatte to call him and say, hey, let's work this out so it doesn't pass. Now it's got to start all over. And Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska, Republican, has said that that she's going to take up, you know, Heidi's charge here and get this passed. I took the time this weekend to read a lot of news accounts about this and the actual legislation, and I have to say, respectfully, I didn't see a lot of there, right? I see a name to it that makes sense, and it's a, you know, tragic situation that happened in Fargo. But as far as any real meat on the bones of getting to a problem, and that being that there isn't sharing between law enforcement agencies, native versus non-native, there's a lot of there. It seemed very, you know, sort of political. But are we getting to the root cause of these problems, or are we just feeling good?
Well, the bill, let me back up. So I actually called the Attorney General, the acting Attorney General Whitaker, to talk about it. And we had a very good visit about it. He likes the law in general, but he had concerns about the grant preferences as well. Because if you read it, you notice that complying with the language of this law, the exchange, you know, the sharing of data and whatnot, put you ahead of other agencies for grants that exist. Well, that's okay, except that it disadvantages a lot of police forces that can't comply. They'd have no way to comply or even a reason to comply because they don't have native populations, or for whatever reason, they don't have the same need for the relationship. And so you'd be taking money from some police forces and sheriff's departments. And this is why the Attorney General had a concern, but so did the Fraternal Order of Police officers. They're sort of the lead association for law enforcement officers, and then the sheriffs. And so others had the same concern and wanted to work on it. The problem was it became very political very fast. You might have noticed it. It took well over a year to pass the Senate. They talk about it like it was this overwhelming, you know, support for this bill. Well, it passed on what they call the unanimous consent calendar. In other words, they never vote on it. As long as you don't vote on it and no one objects to it, it passes. And they did it right at the very end of the session. And then 2 days after it gets to the House of Representatives, Senator Heitkamp started tweeting insults at the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, rather than calling them and saying, hey, what are the concerns? How can we work this out? And in fact, attempts by the House Republican leadership to her office resulted in crickets. I mean, no response, or at best. And then she called his amendments a non-starter. Well, guess what happens when you non-start a negotiation? Guess what happens when you enter into a discussion with a fellow legislator saying, non-starter. It makes you wonder if she really wanted the law to pass or the bill to pass as much as she wanted to have the issue. And this is a problem. Obviously, Bob Goodlatte won't be in Congress after this. He's retiring. But I'm going to help Senator Murkowski and Senator Hoeven get a bill that does the things and meets the goals of Savannah's Act, but write it in a way that works with our law enforcement officers and our Department of Justice.
I guess my point was, I don't see it as once it passes, voila, the problem solved. It just seems like it's a fine idea. They ought to be sharing of information,
right.
But there's so many more issues there that are not addressed in that bill that the coverage hasn't been all that great on it. So that's the only reason I raise it. But I think, Senator Heitkamp considers this an important issue. That's great. I think there's been some transparency in how she operated through this, and that's been helpful, I think, to a few of us that have had concerns about that anyway. But in the end, hopefully you get a chance to make it right, do it right, and pass it however it gets done, and give her whatever credit she has due, and everybody else that's part of it, you know, if you ask me.
Right.
So let me get one more call in here quick. Kelly in Williston for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I hear a lot of stuff about the pundits are talking about the wall, but I really think that the Democrats do not want the wall for one reason. If we get the wall and we seal the border and get the security measures, I believe that then we should go into the interior, activate ICE, and get the people that don't belong here and put them on the other side of the wall, and that's going to ruin their future voter base.
Well, that's probably a big part of what motivates them. I think the other part that motivates them is that it's Donald Trump's wall.
An
important part of his campaign, right? They were for it before. But I think you're right to some degree. But you also point to the bigger problem. That is, our illegal immigration problem isn't just at the wall. It is at the interior. And we should do something much more comprehensive, which is where I think got the opportunity lies. You know, this is why the president had a good idea with his four pillars. You know, everybody can win. We don't have to have both winners and losers. But let's have winners all the way around.
Kelly, appreciate the call and the analysis. Thank you all for the calls, questions, comments. Congressman Cramer, we'll see you in D.C. and look forward to it. Thanks a bunch. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.